we didn't have no particular name, but we just, we didn't have no particular name for it. Of course, that's a morning snack or evening snack, but mm-hmm. we never had no particular name for it. We just went and got some coffee and mm-hmm. whatever we would eat with it is what we'd eat. Because mm-hmm. there's homemade coffee cake or some of them donuts you're talking about. Mm-hmm. But if they were on hand, but and if any of that wasn't on hand, we'd take some bread and jelly. And my way I was raised, my mother would, we put butter on our bread. Well, then we eat butter and bread. But we put jelly on it. We only put jelly and bread. We didn't put both on a piece of bread. That was her rule. Now you could put this cooked cream or something like that on your bread. That's mm-hmm. but it was only one of the ingredients you could put on your bread. She would put on your bread, make you a sandwich out of it. Now most people, when they have a jelly sandwich, they put butter on first. Mm-hmm. Well, most everybody does. An egg sandwich is probably the same thing, and I think, but the way I read it, it was just the way that my mother felt about it.
You mentioned cooked cream?
Oh, we didn't have a way of pasteurizing milk. Yeah. Uh-huh. So we'd boil the milk, and then it formed about that much cream. Let it set overnight, and it was formed about that thick cream. It had a taste between butter and cream.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fit to eat, I'll tell you that.
You could spread it.
Spread it like you did butter.
Huh.
And I mean, that was fit to eat.
Was it sweet or kind of sour?
It had a taste between butter, good butter, and cream. It was in between. I couldn't explain what kind of, it wasn't sour. Oh Lord, no, we wouldn't put no sour cream on our bread. We didn't ever let cream sour.
Mm-hmm.
When we made butter, well, we made it out of sweet cream. We skimmed the milk. That's the same thing as separating it.
Mm-hmm.
Let it sit in a shallow crock pan, bowl, and take a spoon and skim the cream off. Next day, about that much cream already, skim the cream off. Very little milk in there.
Mm-hmm.
But the way they make butter now, they just dump the whole smear in there, and they wait till the milk clabbers. And that's a lot of people used to make it that way. We never made butter that way. We made it like the German people made. We
mm-hmm.
we skimmed the milk, and then when you, what buttermilk you got out of that, why, I'll show you, it was buttermilk. It wasn't cream, it wasn't milk, skimmed milk
mm-hmm.
with a acid put it in it, to clabber it, and then it churned it up. And that's where a lot of your buttermilk is made now. Just, oh, they put just a tiny bit of butter in there, mm-hmm. butter fat, to make kind of, once in a while you feel, every so often you see a flake of butter. Well,
mm-hmm.
the old time buttermilk, well, you'd have flakes of butter like the end of my finger
mm-hmm.
in there. Because you couldn't get it on that shed. See, the way to do that, after you get your butter out of this buttermilk, well, then you put it in a pan and wash it.
Mm-hmm.
Wash it two or three waters and work it. And try to cool water, and you take and put it in a butter dish and made a round butter dish, something like that. Some people had a little wooden. We had a little wooden 1 pound butter mold because
mm-hmm.
we sold butter.
You said you dumped the whole smear?
Yeah, milk, hide hair and all. I mean, that's everything. They just dumped the sour milk in there, and then they make
uh-huh.
then they make butter out of it. And then they have half a pound of butter.